Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Ron Klausner, CEO of Voyager Learning Company, which trades over the counter under the ticker symbol VLCY. Thanks for joining me today, Ron.
You're very welcome, Juan. Thank you.
Great. Start off by giving us a little bit of an explanation on what Voyager focuses on in the education industry.
We are an intervention provider, and so we do essentially three things. We try to raise children to proficiency or their potential in reading, try to raise children to proficiency who struggle in math, and we teach teachers how to teach reading. And our model is a blended model. And when I mean a blended model, we believe three things really are critical in trying to solve some of these very difficult issues. One is teachers really matter. So all our programs are predicated on a notion of raising teacher effectiveness, raising teacher readiness. Two, we believe children need to practice. And so all of our capabilities have very rich, award-winning, web-based capabilities that enable children to extend the day and to practice. And three, we believe that as a provider trying to raise children to proficiency, we should be extremely transparent about student outcomes. And so we have very robust data management systems where anybody who we do business with could look to see the progress of a child, of a subgroup, of a teacher, of a classroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How are they performing relative to the interventions that we've provided?
And tell us a little bit about the finalist award from the software and information industry for your A through Z websites.
Well, we have been nominated and won a number of awards. Learning A to Z is one capability. Learning A to Z essentially provides teachers with tools around such things as leveled readers. We have a very wonderful teacher advocacy group among that particular capability. We also have a number of finalist awards in Ticket to Read. Ticket to Read is our early intervention web-based practice capability. Over 200,000 children a week practice, with a little over a quarter of the usage taking place on nights and weekends. Again, this notion of extending the day. Explore Learning is a capability where computer simulations, in our judgment and on based on some research, increased the not only awareness but the skill acquisition in math and science concepts. And Explore Learning probably has won more awards than any particular capability we've had, not only SIIA, but numerous awards. It's received a grant from NSF, National Science Foundation. So we're very pleased about our web-based capabilities. If there's one thing I would say about our web-based capabilities is they need to be engaging, which they are. We want kids to be motivated. You got to be respectful and relevant because children have lots of different options, and it needs to be relatively easy for the teacher or the child to use it.
Certainly. And what are some of the trends that you're seeing right now in the market, and how well positioned is the company to capitalize?
Well, I'd say a couple of things. One is that educators are trying to figure out how one could get value out of technology. There's been major investments in technology over the past several years, hardware, bandwidth, software, and I think many educators would scratch their head and say, we've spent all this money. Is it working? Our view is that technology needs to complement what the teacher does, that the teacher is still essential for success. But technology, particularly around one notion, what technology does exceedingly well is individualized instruction. So when you hear concepts thrown around like response to intervention is nothing more than differentiating instruction based on a child's learning path. And technology has the ability to complement what a teacher does well in that regard. So that's one major trend. Clearly, another trend that we see is dropout rate, college readiness, career readiness, all of these issues where many people like Colin Powell, President Obama, et cetera, are concerned and have raised the profile that there is a significant issue in this country relative to high school students. In our judgment, the problem really needs to be resolved before high school. In many ways, it's too late in high school. We have large numbers of children in this country who are 14, 15, 16 years old. They're in class. They're absolutely numb. They don't want to be there. Learning a style of stand and deliver by a teacher doesn't resonate with them. They're often significantly behind where they should be as far as vocabulary and overall reading. And so our basic belief is you need to intervene with these children before they get to high school, and then we could start to claw our way out of the issues about children not ready when they go to college, all this remediation that takes place in community colleges, et cetera, as well as the dropout rate, which is off the charts. The final trend I would just say, you can't ignore what is going on financially in many states in this country, as well as the potential impact on the stimulus package. And the stimulus package has the potential to truly try to put some creative reform out there, and time will tell which educators really try to do something that is significantly game-changing among the lives of children in their schools.
So what would you say that differentiates Voyager from other players in the sector?
I think what we do is that we are better at the ability for teachers and educators to execute. And how do we do that? We do that in a multitude of ways. The largest group of employees we have in this company are ex-teachers and ex-principals providing counsel and support so that when our programs get deployed, the odds are it gets deployed in manner intended. If it gets deployed in manner intended, then we're going to be able to usually make a difference with the children we serve. And I also would say our notion of a blended model that if you think about it, starting from the time these children come into either pre-K or K, unfortunately, the populations we serve, children haven't sat on mommy and daddy's lap. There's little text in the household. The vocabulary that is spoken to them is very, very limited. So they're coming in because they're poor behind. And so, again, if you think about middle-class or affluent kids in this country who are practicing the piano or playing soccer, call it whatever you want to call it, well, they improve these skills because they practice. It is absolutely no difference with education. And what we have found is that children are willing and able to get on computers. Are they doing it in the home? Are they doing it in the library? Are they doing it in the Boys and Girls Clubs? I'm not sure. But we know they're getting on weekends and they're getting on in evenings. And we are committed to extending that time and seeing an acceleration of learning. And very few companies are committed to both the teacher instruction and the web-based practice. Usually a provider or a publisher has made a choice of one versus the other.
Thanks. And can you talk about some of the drivers behind the company's recent quarterly results?
I would say, when you say, you talk about financial results?
Yeah, the recent Q4 of 08 results from that you recently posted.
I would say the following. Clearly, we were absolutely delighted with the adoption that took place in Florida. We won a significant amount of share when we had virtually no share. And I think we won as much as we did because a review bodies did a very, very rigorous detailed review, saw that we were engaging, we were motivating, we were respectful to children, and the cognitive domain is important, but the affective domain, the emotional side, is equally important when it comes to those adolescents. So that was a big victory for us. We also saw on the flip side that there was tremendous pressure, starting with the energy crisis in Q2 right up to the fiscal crisis that many states faced, that there was caution. Customers, superintendents were closer to the vest in making purchases until they saw how this whole financial situation was going to sort itself out. We also saw that our web-based capabilities continue to take off like rocket ships, both in its use and in its sales. And when I say web-based capabilities, I'm talking about Learning A to Z, I'm talking about Explore Learning, I'm talking about Ticket to Read.
Yeah, and just to clarify, once again, we're talking about the 08 fiscal year and results.
Yes.
And also, tell us, can you perhaps walk us through some of the background and experience regarding your management team?
Sure. I would also say that the leadership team we have here bring a combination of skill sets. We have people that have spent their career involved in education, both as practitioners as well as in the private sector, as well as we have people that have come from the technology industry, online kinds of capabilities to complement those people that have the experience and the acumen of being inside the schools.
Okay, and looking ahead to the company's strategic plans for the future, what objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
I would say that back to our basic model, the notion where we continue to provide tools that make it as easy for the busy teacher to execute, the notion that teachers can provide differentiated instruction, says easy, does hard. How do you take a group of struggling kids, five or six struggling kids, when there's 20 in the classroom? How do you manage that classroom? So our strategy of continuing to raise the effectiveness and readiness of teachers is critical. We also believe that when you get results, when you have an evidence of effectiveness, it makes a difference. And there are a number of externally based stories about Voyager, Richmond, Virginia. There was an article that appeared in the AFT magazine American Educator last year in the fall that talked about how Richmond, Virginia, a district with 95% African-American children, over 70% on free reduced lunch, has essentially closed the achievement gap in 6 years versus their more wealthy counterparts in the state, which means mostly white children, as well as they've moved from the vast majority of schools that were not making adequate yearly progress to 26 out of 28 elementary schools made adequate yearly progress. So we believe results matter. The state of Indiana did a review of all early intervention providers in 08, and again in K-2, Voyager had the best student outcomes. So we will continue to focus on trying to get the best student outcome for our customers. We have no illusions. They're doing the heavy lifting, but we play a part. And when you get results, then we believe you get rewarded with business. And the final piece I would say about our strategy, which also hasn't changed, is this notion that children have lots of options, and the more that we can provide tools that are very engaging where they want to get online, that is success. We have numerous emails that we get where parents are and teachers are sending us saying the kids are absolutely ecstatic about getting on our online applications. And I'll give you one little vignette. We didn't think of this idea. This came from our customers. But one customer, and a lot of customers use us in this way, as far as the technology, a lot of the children we serve get bused to school, and generally they don't do a whole lot before class begins. Well, a number of the students were saying, we want to go on Ticket to Read, the early literacy web-based application I mentioned. Well, this one teacher sent me this email maybe about a month ago, and she goes, I'm sending you a bunch of pictures. I want you to look at these pictures really closely. And so I look at the pictures. The first picture starts off, and it's a clock. It's 7:20 in the morning, something like that. I'm not far off. The second picture is a child, and you can see the child has a jacket on and a backpack, actually two children with backpacks and jackets. And the third picture is our application. And then the fourth is not really a picture. She's telling me the punchline, which by this point I've figured out. The kids want to get on before they've even taken their jackets and backpacks off. If you could do that and you could have practice with purpose, it's going to make a difference in the trajectory of children's lives, as long as it reinforces what the teacher has taught.
Well, yeah, once again, just about making the kids excited about learning again.
Absolutely. Active learning makes a big difference. You know, we're a big summer provider, to your point, Juan. And, you know, one of the issues that often gets not looked at in summer school, just think about it. How many kids, for that matter, how many teachers actually want to be there in the summer? Not that many. And so, you did?
I didn't.
You didn't. Okay. I was going to say, I don't know many who do. And so the learning better be very, very engaging. That is so critical, this notion of motivating children. Otherwise, if you're lucky, they're going to be there physically. But the question, will they be there mentally? And then the teacher, we're all human beings. The teacher feed off the kids. So if the kids are excited to be there, and actually their butts are in the seats, then you know what? Attitude's contagious. The teacher's going to be a little bit more excited about being there for those 20 or 24 or 28 days, depending on the school, in the summer. So engagement's important in teacher-led instruction. Engagement's important as far as web-based capabilities. And that's something that we are very proud that in the 1,000 districts we serve, we get high marks around our level of engagement.
Great. And before we conclude, Ron, can you touch on some of the key reasons why Voyager represents a good long-term investment opportunity to investors?
You know, that's one question. You know, I've been at this game a long time, and at the end of the day, I think that investors have to be comfortable with our basic values and our basic principles and think this leadership team could execute it. So I would say the following. There was a book out last year called Firms of Endearment. And the book essentially says, can you do good and well at the same time? Can you actually grow a company while you're making a difference? And both of those are our higher order goals. Yes, we want to grow this company, but equally important to that, we want to make a difference in children's lives. So that's the first filter I would say that investors should look at is, do they have a consistent philosophy with us? If they do that, do they believe that our model, which is fairly unique in this marketplace, teacher-led instruction, high level of support, transparency as far as data, and web-based practice, do they believe that model makes sense? And if they believe that it makes sense, and then you are able to get the results that we have historically demonstrated, then I would say that we would be a very, very good strategic buy for somebody.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.